What's up? This is Dominique Beaumonte, and you are listening to Season with Salt, the podcast. Lil Nas X came out with a new video, and I'm certain that you've heard about it, because in the video, he takes a stripper pole and drops himself right into hell, gives Satan a lap dance, breaks Satan's neck, takes his crown, and pow, everybody's talking about it. Everybody's talking about it in a kind of an annoying way. And first, let me start off by saying that this is somewhat of an internal critique, because I'm just responding to the people that I have seen responding to it. And what I've seen are sermons, open Facebook rebukes, like people getting into a battle with this young man on various social media channels. I've seen lawsuits. I've seen political positioning from conservative politicians going in on him and him going back at them. I think that a part of our challenge is that we have not asked enough questions. We have not considered whether this young man represents somebody in our family, somebody in our congregation, somebody in our office, somebody a part of our fraternity or sorority, somebody a part of our community. And therein lies the problem. Let me tell you what this young man pointed out on one of his many responses to the public. He said, and I quote, but not completely. He said, "I spent my entire teenage years hating myself because of the beep y'all preached what happened to me because I was gay. So I hope you are mad. Stay mad. Feel the anger you teach us to have towards ourselves." I'm going to read that again. "I spent the entire teenage years hating myself because of the beep y'all preached what happened to me because I was gay. So I hope you are mad. Stay mad. Feel the same anger you teach us to have towards ourselves." Now, to me, what would be the first logical thing for a level-headed Christian to do is to ask who, in fact, this quote or this video is leveraged toward. And I want to submit to you that one of the tests that we did not pass is the season of life when everybody was talking about church hurt. And one of the reasons why we didn't pass that season or that test as a church is because we've come up with this idea that people who claim to have been hurt by the church were not hurt by the church, they were hurt by people who go to church. Well, I just want to argue that that is not biblical. That is not a biblical perspective that works for me. I'm reminded of the churchiest man alive, the human that God put on the earth to develop the church as we know it, the Apostle Paul. When he writes to the Corinthian church in his second letter from prison, he tries to encourage them with regard to how they should see themselves. And he says, "You are an epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men." I'm mentioning that because it highlights the responsibility that the church has. We are, in a sense, a walking Bible. We are called to be the reflection and the image of Christ in the places where we go. Well, okay, just because I'm called to be a living epistle does not necessarily mean that I am the church. Not according to 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter of the 16th and the 17th verse, which tells us that we are actually the temple of God. We are the place where the Spirit dwells. And so I know that it's uncomfortable to take ownership of the way that people have experienced church because we feel attacked or because people are sharing their side of the story that doesn't reflect what we have experienced. Or maybe we're stronger, or maybe we grew up in church, or maybe we have a lot of experience in what it means to be saved. Maybe our mom was a missionary, or our dad was a deacon or a pastor, or we've been indoctrinated in a culture so that in some ways we are protected. But that's not the experience of everybody. And so what this young man is lamenting about is an experience that he had with the church. Now, it is possible that the church was one person or two people or three people. That's actually enough. One person representing the name of the Lord, representing God's will for the human race is enough to cause someone to be angry or hurt or disassociate themselves from what we know as the church. And so the question is, when we listen to somebody like Lil Nas X, what do we take from that? Right? Like, oh my gosh, it's so crazy. I can't believe it. Lil Nas X, he was on a stripper pole and he went right to hell and then he gave Satan a lap dance. And I am able to sit on the outside of this young man's experience at age 21 and say, how dare he? And he's going to hell and all these great things, not realizing that it's that disposition that causes these types of situations to happen. And so rather than like deflecting and calling it Satan and saying this, that, and the other, it's interesting to me that we don't have a lot of sermons that were preached about how to reconcile this young man, how to love somebody, and also how to take ownership for what we have done as a church. Well, I'm not the pastor, so I didn't do it. Okay, what we have allowed to have done, what we have not spoken up against, what we have not challenged in spaces where we occupy, right? And so I would just say that our obligation with regard to people like, well, first of all, let's just back up. One of the reasons why we hurt people in church is because we lack the ability to empathize, right? Especially if we have not gone through it, if we do not know anybody that experiences it, we are just unable to see how it could be in any way possible that somebody could do what they did. Like, we just can't do that, which is interesting because one of the key characteristics of Christ was his empathy. Like, he literally hung out with people that were for the lack of a better word, completely opposite of him, right? And he made a point of reflecting that he was not called to people who actually needed to be saved, but he was called to the people, he wasn't called to the people who were well. He said in his word that the people who are well don't need a hospital. He's called to the people who are sick. And so, and I'm not at all trying to like point fingers. I'm gonna let y'all do all the Satan casting and what have you. But I guess the question that we should be asking is, if next Sunday, Lil Nas X walked in your church and said, I really want to talk to somebody because I'm having a very difficult period. Like, I'm hurt because of some of the experiences that I had growing up, and I don't know what to do, and I have this platform that I've used, and it's caused me a lot of trouble. I got lawsuits from Nike. I got people going in on me on social media, and I'm trying my best to fight back, but I'm also really young, and I really need help. What would be your response? Now, secondary to that is, you can rest assured that there is somebody in your congregation, somebody in your network, somebody in your family, somebody at your office, somebody in your affiliation who this message of rebellion resonates with, because they too have been hurt. And as long as we act like church hurt or church people hurting non-church people, as long as we act like that doesn't exist, we further perpetuate this idea that it's okay for systems to hurt people, right? And so we need to figure out what to do about that. So listen, if I am going to sit in the seat of judgment about what Lil Nas X has decided to do with regard to giving Satan a lap dance, I've got to ask myself, especially given what he said about why he is doing what he is doing, I've got to ask myself, when have I been in positions where my behavior, my reflection of God's word, my opinion, my posture, my words have been hurtful to people in a place where it has actually resulted in drawing them farther away from Christ? And then how can I take responsibility for that in the systems for which God has allowed me to be in? Now, that's going to be the process of creating and identifying what empathy means to you, right? And so I think it's important for us to measure empathy. Where does it come from? How do I have it? And if we need an example of empathy as a church, we have that example in Christ, right? He is our chief example of empathy. Like, he did not attach himself to the bourgeoisie. He did not attach himself to people who were the upper echelons of society. He did not attach himself with people whose ideologies about themselves centered in perfection and egotistical behavior. Like, he surrounded himself with people that needed him, right? And so since he surrounded himself by people who needed him, then he was able to adequately minister to their needs because he did not present himself to be above their needs, right? So if I'm going to execute at any level of empathy, I've got to act like Jesus acted. If I'm unable to do that, because sometimes it's difficult to like just pull out a bag of empathy for situations and things that people are going through that we don't identify with, I've got to pray and ask God to help me to respond in the way that he would respond. Then I've got to make some course correction, because sometimes some of the harmful things that we do in churches, we say, oh, well, I'll just pray about it. Or we use prayer as an excuse to not be accountable to the things that we have done or said. That's not biblical, because the Bible tells us that we are called to reconciliation. In fact, if you want to get real churchy, the Bible says that we have the ministry of reconciliation. And it reminds us that just as we have been reconciled through Christ, we too have that responsibility to our brother and our sister. So there is going to be somebody that you might have to apologize to on behalf of the church. Like, you might be the conduit for healing between the church and somebody like Lil Nas X, because you're willing to say, you know what, that was a bad situation. You did have a situation where somebody treated you poorly. Listen, what is the way that we learn to deal with sin rather than the person for whom we believe is committing it? We need to ask ourselves that. And then we need to repeat this process. It's not like a isolated thing where like, well, I fixed it over here, so now everything is fixed. Like, we have to have a pattern of reconciling people. And then we have to do what the Bible says. If you catch your brother in a fault, like, the true test of your spirituality, your connection with Christ, is that you respond to that person in meekness, because you do what? You consider yourself. Oh, you might not be a homosexual. You might not be a same gender loving person. You might not have the capacity or ability to identify specifically with somebody like Lil Nas X, but you still have the responsibility to do what Jesus would do if you are a Christian. Otherwise, you further perpetuate this idea that church is not for people who don't look or act like you. And that's the thing that Christ is not in.
Season with salt.